Welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and I'm here with Kristen Turner, another rookie cheerleader of the Patriots. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Lori.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you dealing with the time change? Now, it's dark by the time you get out of work.
I know. It's kind of depressing. It makes me really sad that it's so late when I leave.
Over here in New England, the days have gotten shorter.
Definitely.
We're going to talk a little bit about how you can plan a party at your own house, a fun way of having a good time. We're going to talk a little bit about stunting, safe stunting, and, you know, how you can bridge out your horizons by safely trying new things. We're also going to have our key stretch of the week, da-da-da, from Kristen. And, of course, we're going to answer a lucky listener's question. First of all, Kristen, you live with Lindsay Bloom.
Yes, I do.
We already have met Lindsay. How is that? Is that, like, so much fun?
Yeah, Lindsay and I have a great time together. We moved in together back in August. We met each other at tryouts, really, and then became friends on the team. So we moved in together in August, and just had a great time. We sit around together and watch TV. We watch the NFL cheerleader playoffs right now a lot, and we like America's Next Top Model and a bunch of other shows. So we just sit around and hang out together.
That's a good time. Good friend. So, Kristen, I know you guys are having a little get-together with some of the cheerleaders at your apartment soon. So I figured we could talk a little bit about how you're going about getting things ready for some of our listeners.
Well, yep, we did. Lindsay and I decided that we were going to plan a party so that we could have
a little late for
over.
Housewarming. But
yeah, it's a little late, but with games and everything, we decided since now this the last weekend we can probably do it, that we might as well plan it soon. So we've just been cleaning a lot between the there's two of us, so we just sit around. I mean, she cleans her half because she lives in the living room, and I actually have the bedroom, and then we just kind of been pushing stuff back. We both have futons, so you like set it up as a couch,
making space
so
for
that people can come over. Yeah,
that's a good tip.
We went out and got some trays. We're trying to plan out food and stuff to have at the party. We figure we'll just order pizza. We have a really good pizza place down the street. So,
and that's good for like the listeners. That's the easiest thing to do is just order picky food.
Yeah,
don't make your mom and dad go crazy with hors d'oeuvres and
not at all
meals. Pizza, chips, salsa.
Pretzels, fruit punch.
Because really, you're only there. You're there for each other, not really for what is there.
Right.
I love having themed parties. You know, we just passed Halloween, and I mean, obviously, that was a good sellout theme.
Definitely. I mean, Halloween's my favorite holiday, and Lindsay loves that holiday too. We put a bag outside our door, and a bunch of kids came by and took candy from us since we weren't home because we were at practice that night. And then we went out later in the evening when we got home for Halloween. So it was a lot of fun. We love Halloween.
Good. I mean, Thanksgiving's coming, Christmas, all that good stuff. Plenty of themes coming up.
Yeah, it's definitely a good holiday season for a party.
And a theme that never gets old is like the luau theme. Like,
oh,
that never
definitely
gets old. That's like year-round.
It's like everyone uses that one.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't even need to be summer for that one.
Nope.
I would say the sleepover. Do a sleepover because it's just easier so people don't have to leave your house late and worry about getting picked up or even if they can drive home.
Right.
It's just easier to just stay somewhere. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even when I was in high school, it was just easier when you slept over someone's house.
Right.
Because then you didn't have to worry about packing your stuff or what time you had to call your parents to go home.
Right.
And then in college, I didn't have to worry about driving myself home. So it's just nice for everyone to sleep over.
So we cheerleaders know how to party it up, so take our advice for it. We're going to talk a little bit more on the cheerleading side of the podcast now about stunting. Because stunting is probably the most important part of cheerleading if you're in competitions and stuff like that. We actually don't stunt because we cheer in these very large boots. So, I mean, we do toss splits and, you know, minor stunts. But if you are stunting, you want to wear your most athletic shoes, and by that, you want to have the most support in them, the most comfortable for you, especially if you're a flyer. You want to make sure that your bases can grab onto your foot. And I'm sure you have uniformed cheerleading shoes, but if you have, you know, practice shoes, go for the nice, solid, athletic pair.
Definitely. You can't have big, clunky sneakers because
right.
No one can hold your foot.
And it's going to be harder for you to take your weight off.
Right. And it's just easier if you have something that allows a little more movement with your foot. So that way, if you are standing on someone else's hand, you're not really hurting them.
Right. Because it does hurt. I remembered that from high school.
Yeah, definitely.
Another thing I know we had mentioned in the open that, you know, everyone wants to try new stunts. Especially with the movies, Bring It On, and you see, like, these big, elaborate stunts. I'll never forget in high school, you know that stunt when the first Bring It On, they throw the girl flat up in the air, and she, like, horizontally turns.
The turn.
The whole body. We tried it, like, 30 times. We were just throwing girls in the air.
Yes.
It doesn't work. It was obviously something with the camera that they did.
It's
but.
Definitely a college stunt. It's so... That stunt's just so hard to push. You really need, like, five guys to do that stunt.
Right. Not an all-girl high school,
not.
You know, intramural team. Yeah, but obviously you want to try the harder stunts while you're at practice because that's the only way you get better, you know, and you want to put it out there, and that's fine. Make sure you always have your coach nearby. Please, the big elaborate stunts, do it on mats. We, the high school that I went to, we weren't exactly financially overbound with money, but so we used the high jumpers, you know how they have the big cushiony thing?
Yes, definitely.
When we were teaching, like, the new stunts, and we would do it right over that, so that if the flyer fell, it was just on the big cushion.
Yeah, and then that's definitely a better idea than trying to stunt on the floor. I mean, from high school to college, I've stunted on the floor for games, like just on a gym floor and on a mat. I definitely prefer stunting on a mat.
Right. Well, I mean, especially if you're trying something new.
Yeah.
Because your bases and the flyers, they don't really know exactly what could happen. Not necessarily what's going to happen, but what possibly could happen.
Could happen, yeah. It's definitely easier when you're learning something new to be on a mat, because if something happens and you have to fall out of the stunt and no one can catch you, you definitely don't want to be on the floor for that. So, I mean, it's always good to have, like, five spotters. When I was in college, we used to have one stunt group try it and then have the other stunt group spot you so that there was at least five people standing around.
And that's the best way to do it. So that everybody's watching. And if it works, then everybody saw how it worked.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, everybody saw how it didn't work.
Yep.
So that you
and
can
then
fix it.
You sit around and you kind of talk out the strategy. I know bases always do that. They're like, well, I held her here.
Right, exactly.
And the flyers
process
usually
elimination.
Like, just don't move.
Just kind of go with
just
it.
Just stay there.
We'll give you a quick little tip to advance some of your stunts. I'm sure everyone has basket tosses by now. We're kind of in the mid-year. A little way to enhance your basket toss is to simply hit a toe touch in the air. Nothing else happens. The bases still do the same thing. They might have to push you a little more because you have to go a little higher for it to look pretty and presentable. But everything else happens the same, and it'll boost your score and definitely in competition.
Definitely. And the more height you get, the easier it is. So if a flyer, I mean, I was a flyer in high school and college, a flyer rides it up well, then it'll get a lot more height, even if you have just girls or if you have guys. You'll always have a ton of height with guys, but with girls we kind of have to compensate a little, so we do a little bit of the work as a flyer too.
Right.
But it's definitely a good stunt to have, and you can advance a basket toss with a million different things. You can do a toe touch with a full twist out of it. You can do a double toe touch, all sorts of things. So it's easier with a basket toss to advance than it is with every other stunt.
Right. Flipping in, flipping out.
Right.
Yeah. A lot easier. And in the future podcast, we're going to have more examples of other kinds of stunts. If you have a question on any of your stunts, feel free to write in. Our whole squad is built up of cheerleaders and dancers, and I bet 9 out of 10 will be able to answer. So write in to today at patriots.com. Speaking of cheerleading, before you even hop on any of those stunts, Kristen Turner is here to give us our key stretch, which is back for this week. Dun-da-da!
Well, my favorite stretch is you stand with your feet shoulder-width apart, and you put your arms over your head, and you're going to lean forward into a flat back, and that stretches out your hamstrings really well. Then you would lean down to the floor, and you'd start with the right side, and you'd lean to that side so you get a nice stretch in your right hamstring.
Kind of hug your leg.
Yeah, and you kind of want to touch your nose almost to your knee if you can reach that far. And then
with your back being flat.
With your back flat, right. Then you move to the center, and you do the same to the middle. And what we normally do on our team is we try to reach our elbows to the ground.
We cross our hands as if we were standing up saying, oh.
Right.
Yeah.
So you try to reach your elbows to the ground because that gives you a little bit more of a stretch. And then we'd switch to the left side and do the same thing that you did on the right, which would be hugging your leg again, trying to reach your nose to your leg. So you get a nice stretch in the hamstring area, which is always good for almost every cheerleader since there's so many jumps.
And kicks
and
stunts. Right. Hence the name cheerleading.
Cheerleaders.
So moving right along. Thank you for that, Kristen.
No problem.
So we already found out that you live with Lindsay.
Yes.
We know you're a rookie cheerleader. We know tons about you. We've looked at all your profile things. And I have a question. Your hobbies. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this? Singing, dancing, traveling, skiing, baking, and knitting. Please fill me in.
Well, my senior year of college, which was now 2 years ago, I took a class called the Art and Science of Fabric. And most of our class was learning how to knit.
That's awesome, though.
I had to knit a scarf, a hat for a baby, and my own project was a hat, a beret, actually, for myself.
Did it come
I made one for my mom. It did. It took a little while. I think I took it apart like 20 times when I first did it. But, yeah,
can
I do like
blankets
knitting.
Yet?
Not yet. I think I just haven't had the patience to sit down and do a full blanket yet, but I would like to.
Yeah. Knitting is definitely in style now. I mean, all the different kinds of scarves you can do.
Yeah.
It's easier if you know what kind of scarf you want and you can make it yourself.
Definitely. And there's so many different colors of fabric and styles of fabric. It's just fun. I like knitting personally because it's a nice stress reliever. It's
cool.
Nice and relaxing, so you can watch TV and knit. You can be sitting on the train and knit.
I'm sure there are other knitters like there out there.
Definitely.
Moving right along, your favorite animated character is Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Can you give us a Scooby-Doo impression? Come on.
Froggy, help! That's my favorite. And he says, in the beginning of the show, they always say, Scooby-Doo, where are you? Over here.
Hence the cheerleading part.
Definitely.
We'll stick to that. All right, so your dream job is what you're doing right now. So what does it feel like to actually be living out your dream?
It's definitely awesome. I mean, I went to school for musical theater, and I've wanted to be an actress and a singer and a dancer since
you want
I was
to be
like
a
two.
Okay, so we had Quinn on here who wanted to be a singer, and she sang us a little bit of Gwen Stefani. A cappella, just hardcore, right off the bat. She just hit it. So would you like to show Quinn up and give us a little taste of your vocals?
I guess so. I could give you some musical theater stuff.
Anything.
Quinn's definitely more of the pop star
right.
than I am.
Well, no, not pop star. She definitely sings pop.
Definitely. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? Let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender! Spend a little time with me.
That was good.
Thank you.
That's definitely Broadway.
It's definitely my favorite show.
And if
show.
I was American Idol and I was Simon Cowell, I'd say, Dana, you belong on Broadway.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Okay, another little quirky thing about your profile. Do you have any hidden talents is the question. I can spin flag, rifle, and saber. What the hey is that?
Well, back in high school and part of middle school, from 8th grade until my freshman year of college, I was in marching band, and I was also a cheerleader, so I used to march in my cheerleading uniform, which is very unlikely most of the time, but my high school is really understanding, so I got to march in my cheerleading uniform. And I was part of the color guard, which they have the big flag. So if you've ever seen a marching band, it's usually all the girls in the field. There's sometimes some guys. We spin flag to the band playing. It's usually in our field show. And then there's a rifle, which looks like a rifle, but it's just
you can
a little.
Spin that?
Yeah, it's a little
is it
piece of wood. No, it's kind of a piece of wood in the shape of a rifle.
Oh.
It's really heavy. It's got a metal base on the top and a strap, just as if a real rifle. Saber is a sword. It's the sword, if you ever seen a Marine who pulls their sword out of the sheath, it looks just like that, except it's not a sharp blade.
Oh,
and
good,
usually
good.
What we do is we put tape around the edges so that when you do catch it, you don't hurt your hand. But it's heavy on one side because of the hilt, which is the handle, and light on the other, so it's a lot harder to get used to.
So do you miss it?
A little. I haven't done it in maybe 3 years now, so I don't know how well I can do it anymore, but I definitely loved it. I have my saber and my rifle at home still with my mom, so it's fun. I had a lot of bruises learning to do that because you hit your wrist so many times catching, and if the sun...
Anything new gives you sore.
Yeah, definitely. And if you can't see, like if it's a sunny day and the light hits the saber the right way, it is metal, so you go to catch it and it lands on you because you miss and you can't see it. So weird. You kind of get used to it.
Who knew all these interesting things about you, Turner? Yes, we call her Turner by her last name because we have two Kristens on the squad. And since she's the rookie, she got stuck with the last name.
That's okay. Since cheerleading when I was younger, I've cheered with 5 different Kristens on every squad that I've been on. So it's always been my last name.
Kristen is a popular cheerleading name.
Apparently.
So moving right along, we're going to answer a lucky cheerleader's question. This one comes from Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Woo-hoo!
And oddly enough, her name is Kristen.
Wow. I wonder if she spells it the same way as me.
Right here it says I-N.
Oh, that is exactly the same way as me. Most people spell it with an E.
Yeah, Kristen O'Neill does.
See?
Another girl in the squad. Anyway, Kristen writes in, "Hello, Patriots cheerleaders. How are you? I enjoy listening to your chit-chat, and hopefully you'll answer my question," which we are. "I've loved cheerleading ever since I can remember, and I'm finally on varsity. However, my grades recently haven't been exactly perfect. My mom is threatening to kick me off the squad and stay home and study. What can I possibly do to prove to her that I just like cheerleading more than school?" Well, Kristen, that's a toughie. No, it's actually really easy. Go ahead, Kristen.
Yeah.
Take it away.
I mean, it is one thing to like cheerleading more than you like school. It's not really more liking cheerleading more than school. It's just that cheerleading interests you more than school does at this point in time. So in order to be on most cheerleading squads, even back in high school, you had to keep a certain GPA.
Which I'm sure you do.
So, yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure you'd have to. So you definitely want to keep your grades up, whether you're more interested in cheerleading or not, because you could also learn a lot and you can bring a lot back to practice and stuff like that. So it's definitely better to have the academic side first, because you don't want to get kicked off the team by the school if you can't keep your grades up.
Well, I can understand where you're coming from. I don't really know if it's your parents' expectations that, you know, they want your grades higher than what they are right now, or maybe they were and then you started cheerleading and they kind of fell a little bit, and maybe you're still above that level where they're not, like, the school's not going to kick you off. But my parents were the same way. And it's just basically they wanted to see me put as much effort into my schoolwork as I did into cheerleading. And let me tell you, you kind of have to. Because later on in life, and I'm sure you've heard this 1,000,005 times, it pays off. And I mean, in all sorts of ways. Look at Kristen and myself. Here we are sitting talking to you lovely listeners because we went to school, because we put just as much effort into our schoolwork as we did cheerleading, and now we are professional cheerleaders, and you could be sitting in these same chairs that we are if you put that much effort into your schoolwork.
Definitely.
I have faith in you. And Kristen is going to win a lovely Patriots surprise. And if you would like to win a Patriots surprise and have your question answered, write in to today@patriots.com with all your comments, questions, suggestions, anything. I'm also on MySpace. I know I mentioned this the last time. I have gotten a few more friend requests. Thank you very much. I'm on MySpace all the time.
MySpace, I am, and I have seen that one. So it's really good. You guys have to friend request her.
Yeah.
It's definitely a cool
page. Kind of boring if I'm going to chat with. I go on, I'm like, nothing, la-di-da-di-da. Let me go find some friends.
I mean, you know how excited you get when you see the friend request come up for all of you who have MySpace? We get the same way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My URL is myspace.com/patscheerleaderchitchat.com. That about does it for today. Join us again next Thursday. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you, Lori.
Again, write in, add me, all that good stuff. Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.